from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
You need someone you can trust when it comes to buying jewelry? Well, I've got them. Jimmy and Mike Lordo from Lordo's Diamonds. They've been doing this a long time. Don't go to a big box store. Don't go online. And please don't buy your jewelry from somebody who buys in bulk. Classy, elegant, traditional. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. Do you know where Truffles is? Right in that shopping center. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. For all of your jewelry, Lordo. Diamonds.com.
All right, people, let's start the meeting off with a round of quick-fire questions, shall we? Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
Last question, by switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spending, which helps our bottom line.
Concur.
Bob, very impressive. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
You get tomorrow off, Bob.
Thank you.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Is your garage floor looking worn out, oil stained, and or cracked? Please visit stlgaragefloors.com. SealTech can transform your garage floor, concrete porch, or patio in just one day. 21st century polymers, not epoxies. Your choice of colors, 15-year warranty. SealTech is a locally owned company. stlgaragefloors.com, 636-294-6299 for a no-obligation quote. stlgaragefloors.com.
Hurry into Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and late night happy hour, 9 p.m. to close. Draft beer start at just $2. Wings, beer, sports.
That's right, it's the Mario Brothers theme song. Jose Hernandez was actually personal friends with the real Mario Brothers. You guys know that?
No.
No, yeah, they were actually real guys the game was based on, and he was a good friend of theirs.
Mario and Luigi?
Yeah, that's how he got permission to use his theme song without paying for it. He knows everybody. And, of course, that back then was considered, really some sort of cutting-edge animation and gaming, and he was in on the original. He told me not to talk about it. Okay. I've already said too much. It's time for Jose Hernandez to solve your problems and help you figure out about how to maybe make it a little easier when you go to buy your next television or computer or tablet or phone or whatever. He's brought to you by Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And the original $189 window. Jose's going to tell us some things he thinks we need to know, and then you're going to call. In fact, you should call now and get on the screen. Here we go. From most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969 KTRS. And there's one line that comes in. If you just squeak in and get in on that one, that's the last resort, 888-550-KTRS. Would you please say hello to Jose Hernandez?
Hey, everybody.
Jose, you sound and look like you're in an extra good mood today.
I am.
What is that about?
It's just a nice day.
I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that. Are you engaged or something?
No.
What?
Are you, did you win some or inherit money?
No.
Okay. It just seems like you're extra good mood today. I had something and I told Peon this, I think, off the air. When you're a pathetic gambler and you gamble enough that the casinos give you gifts, you know you're sick and you need help. Now they've given me a couple of GoPro cameras. I've always appreciated GoPro. And GoPro is really meant for people who, to me, are seeking, they're thrill seekers. They're extreme sports people. And GoPro has done a tremendous job of enabling us to see what they see. One of these GoPros I got is 1 inch by 1 inch by 1 inch. It's a cube. It's called a GoPro Hero. And so I charged it up. Now, I don't snowboard, and I don't parasail. I mean, I don't do any of that. But I read it said it's waterproof.
Yeah.
And you don't do anything to it. So I stuck it in the bottom of the bathtub underwater and just turned it on. And then I played it back and I looked, I saw myself up through the water. It's just, I mean, I know that's not a reason to have one, but I'm trying to think of excuses to use this thing because I find this little piece of technology to be absolutely amazing.
Have you thought about attaching it to your drone?
Well, the drone has a camera.
Yes.
But, here's the other thing. The GoPro, Session mm-hmm. has a microphone.
Yes.
So you can hear, if you jumped in a pool and just held it in front of you, you'd go, hear your little talking. It just amazes me that I have not attached it to.
If you put it on your drone, you could hear the neighbors scream as you fly over looking at them.
Yes and no. The drone makes a noise.
Ah.
And it's a pretty significant, and I think it would drown out anything that you'd want to hear. And that's the problem with that. I think that's the reason those cameras don't have mics on them, because they could. I mean, they're no bigger than the GoPro camera. They could have a mic. But GoPro, and I know most folks have no reason to have one. I wouldn't have bought one. But now that I have it, I'm going to try to figure out a way to put it on something and maybe give it to Peon to put on the page. I'll figure something out.
But does the casino want you to wear it while you're in their facility?
No.
To see how it is?
No.
Yeah. So they want to track you more? If you wouldn't mind wearing this, and when you're done, give it back to us.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they want it. I got a feeling they're tracking me anyway. But I don't know. It's in my latest little toy that I didn't mean to have, but now that I have it, and of course I spent 4 or 5 hours, it takes quite a while to figure out how this thing works and how to link it. Like the little cube has no viewfinder.
Right.
So you can't see what you're shooting until you transfer it to your tablet or your computer or your phone. It's just fun to play with. It's a hoot. Do you guys have anything or questions?
No.
Jose?
Speaking of fun to play with, have you gotten your Nintendo Switch yet?
No, but I will. I will. That's the one with the original games.
Yeah. Well, apparently Nintendo has decided they're going to double their production, seeing how well the initial sales period went.
Do you happen to know how easy they're getting online? If you order them online, is that easy?
I would presume so. It depends on how long they're back ordered.
I'll try that. I haven't tried that yet. Maybe I could do that. But yeah, I want that.
And then Sony released a patent today that's going to allow you to draw power from your friend's phone with your phone. Apparently, they're not going to make any better batteries. Battery power.
And they don't know you're sucking power?
Well, I would
presume
they have to allow you to link to them, but maybe not.
If you're somewhere and your friend has 98% and you have 30, you could tell one phone to give the other one 20% of its power.
Well, or just give it power. I don't know that they limit how much you can take from one to the other.
Wow.
The patent talks about you would seek out nearby compatible devices, similar to finding a Wi-Fi, and start the transfer of energy to or from. The idea being that when you scan your friend's phone, you link to it, and I presume they have to allow the link, then you start mooching their power. So
that's incredible.
The other thing is that you'll be able to get power from wireless charging bases. If you're like, you know how now you go to a restaurant or a store and they have free Wi-Fi, but presumably at some point they'll have free wireless charging.
So if you can get battery power from another phone that's not hardwired to your phone,
yes,
and if you can get it from, like you said, wireless, why won't we see a time where you're always getting energy and power to your battery from a satellite or from just the sky? I mean,
it's the same thing with Wi-Fi versus your data plan. You know, there's Wi-Fi everywhere now. It just doesn't necessarily mean it's where you are. So there's going to be spaces where you're moving that you don't have the ability to charge wirelessly. You'll have to do it the old-fashioned way.
I do think we're not far from going to places like cafes or restaurants. While you're there, all the surfaces are charging stations. You just set your phone down while you're there, and it charges. That's very possible.
Microsoft had displayed or demonstrated a table previously that used the RFID chip in your credit card.
Right.
And so when the bill came, they would lay the bill down, and you would put your credit card down, and it would scan your credit card and pay the bill without having to have it scanned or touched or moved.
Wow.
And then if you needed to divide the bill up, you simulated taking the bill in the middle of the table and taking items off and putting them in different places.
I love all this stuff. I don't understand it. I don't have most of it, but I really like it. I wish I were younger and smarter and knew how to just use all this stuff. I do. A one-inch cube.
One-inch cube. And the current video we have is you from underwater.
Oh, you don't have one yet.
Oh.
I haven't given the
PM. Were you in the tub at the time, or were we watching bubbles come up?
You don't want to see that. Looking down.
Oh, you were looking at your cube in the water.
It was underwater.
There's a tiny little eel in here.
Yeah. See, you know what, Dave? See, you had to do that. What do you have for us, Jose?
Phone calls would be great.
Oh, hey, someone called and said that you can link your phone Bluetooth-wise to your camera.
Cube. I've done it. And you can watch it live what it's seeing. I know that. But what I was saying is it doesn't have a viewfinder on the actual cube, and that's how they're able to make it so small that you could, my goodness, you could put it anywhere, hide it anywhere. Take it into a meeting and somehow cut a little hole in your briefcase and put the lid. It's remarkable how small it is and how clear the picture is. Now, it's the one I have is a fixed wide angle. That's sort of fisheye view. But I played with less stuff with the dashboard of my car, stuff like that.
Right.
Just nothing exciting enough to turn in yet. But when I get it, you folks will see it. You ready?
Yes, please.
One more time for the phone numbers. Here we go. And I don't know that we need to do them again because the calls are already stacking up. But let's see if you can sneak in here. For most cell phones, star KTRS. That's star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Frank. Frank, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I downloaded the KTRS app some time ago, and I really enjoyed it. Like, that week I was in the hospital, it kept me company. However...
And there's always a however in life.
Lately, it has started crashing every 10, 15 minutes. And then I got to stop what I'm doing and push this button and push that button and get it back on.
Do you have power saving mode turned on your phone?
No.
Okay, then what I recommend do is uninstalling and reinstalling the app, because I know we just released a new version of it. And we, unlike some apps, don't push it out from the Google Play Store.
I need to do that, too, because I've got the same KTRS app I've had for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, just uninstall the app and go back to the Play Store or the iTunes Store and reinstall it.
Okay, I wasn't even aware there's a power-saving mode
on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mine has it, too, but you don't want it on.
Not if you're going to listen to the stream, because it turns the streamer off after so many minutes.
And I doubt that it's on. If you haven't turned it on and don't even know where it is, I doubt that it's on.
I'm able to listen to podcasts and Rhapsody and some other streaming services, no problem.
Yeah, just reinstall it, like you said. I'll bet you that's the answer.
Okay.
Good luck, Frank.
Thank you, Frank. Good name. Ken, you're next. Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you?
Good, Ken. How are you?
I'm fine. I had a question. I'm looking at purchasing a 65-inch television for a large basement area.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if I should go with the traditional flat screen or with the curved screen.
Curved screens are designed to solve a problem that doesn't exist.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah. Theaters use curved screens because you're so far away from the projection point that if it were a flat screen, the light at the edges would get...
Not exist.
Like 3D television?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
Or like quadraphonic stereo?
Quadraphonic stereo.
Yeah. I absolutely think in a year you won't see any curved TVs.
Now, Ken, I know you think I'm kidding about the television size, but I have never had anyone come back to me after recommending get something as big as you can. They've never come back and said, you know, that television I got in the basement, it's too big.
No. No.
All right.
Nobody says
that. You
think
go with a 70 or 80 inch?
Absolutely. The biggest you can get, 4K if you can afford it, and if you can get the high definition resolution, the HDR, which is more colors in the 4K versus getting an 8K.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's a statement you never hear. Our TV screen's too big. The other one is, we just have too much garage space.
Right.
Nobody ever said that. Scott, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you?
Good. We're great. Hey, Scott. Thank you.
Good. I've noticed that recently my wireless signal has gotten weaker in the house, and the house isn't big enough that I would need an extender. So what I've learned is that a router actually only has about 5 to 6 years of lifespan in it. Would
yes.
you agree?
Yeah, there's functional obsolescence built into them. And ultimately, when new routers are coming out all the time with better technology, kind of like laptops and PCs.
Does that work the same with modems? Do I need to upgrade my modem also?
It probably wouldn't hurt. The other thing you might want to do with your modem is what people don't realize is you need to pull the power plug on them every once in a while because they store a series of log files for errors and maintenance and those kind of things. And as those log files accumulate, the modems can slow down. So
simply unplugging it for 10 seconds, plugging it back in, that'll kind of reset it. And then now that I've upgraded the router, I should be at the optimal speed.
Yeah. I'd give that a try before I bought a new modem first.
Scott, here's the other thing. I'm going to assume you're married. Are you married?
I'm not currently married. I do have a significant other that lives with me in Sin.
Bingo. She's watching a lot of porn. She's watching a ton of pornography.
That could be the case, and maybe that's something I should either look into or join in on.
I say join in.
Oh, heck yeah,
that's
join in.
I say join in. Scott, good thank call. You. Thank you for listening.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it, too. Greg, say hi to Jose.
Jose, how are you doing?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. This was probably pretty quick. I've got a Samsung Tablet 2 or Tab 2.
Okay.
And my phone is just a cheap track phone Samsung thing. So I've got, just whatever minutes of data on it. But how can I, if I don't have Wi-Fi around for my tablet, and I don't have a data plan or anything for that, is there any way to use the data from my phone onto my tablet when I'm, away that I might want it?
There's a potential that your phone can be a hotspot, a Wi-Fi hotspot for your tablet. You're going to need to see if the hotspot application is part of the operating system load on it. If not, you can probably go to the Play Store and find an app that will allow your Android phone to become a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Okay. Is there a name for that app, maybe?
I don't know any specific names. Just look up hotspot.
Okay, but there is something that might work then.
Yeah.
Okay. Are those usually free apps?
They are free apps, and if it's not a free app, it's going to be, a couple bucks.
Okay. So, like I said, this is just a cheap Samsung track phone thing. I pay $20 every
right.
whatever 3 months. And
right. Yeah, I would check all of the applications that are currently installed on it and see if it has the capability to be a hotspot.
It would be called like an app, a hotspot?
Yeah.
Okay. And if I do have it, what happens is it's a place where I would turn it on at?
Yeah, you'd go into settings, click the app, and kind of like you do for your GPS.
Or Bluetooth.
Okay. Or your Bluetooth, yeah. You have the capability to turn it on and off.
Right. Okay, I haven't seen it on it, so. All right, but otherwise I'll look for an app on the Toy Store.
Sounds good.
Perfect, thank you.
Good luck, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. Cindy, you're next. Say hi to Jose.
Hello there, how are you guys?
Good.
We're great, thank you.
I have a question. I have an iPhone 6. And ever since, I guess, an update came on or something, I have this thing that says AirDrop receiving, and it won't go off. I mean, it doesn't do anything. It's just there. Is there a way to get it off? I mean, I've hit it, I tried to turn it off, but it doesn't work.
I would presume, Frank, correct me if I'm wrong, that the AirDrop function is syncing to the iCloud?
It connects to a nearby phone, but you should be able to shut it off.
I don't use a computer with it. I haven't even backed up my phone in God knows how long, so that's a bad thing, I know.
Have you ever used AirDrop? Do you ever use it?
No, never have. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, my goodness, Cindy, it's fantastic. If you have a picture, let's say, on your iPhone, and somebody else in your family or a friend has an iPhone, if they're in the room with you, it'll just suck that picture right into their phone, transfer it right to it.
But it doesn't work on my Bluetooth, doesn't work on the phone either. So are those two connected?
Wow. I don't think so.
I don't think they are.
You should be able, you can either call the Apple Geniuses or go on the interweb and do a search on how to turn AirDrop off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And there should be somewhere in the settings, the application command sequence to disable it from running.
So if I'm in the room with my 78-year-old father and my 7-year-old sister, and I want to send both of them a picture, then
It'll ask you if you want to AirDrop everyone who has an iPhone or just people in your contact list. And you pick which one, and on your phone will pop up an icon for or whatever name your 78-year-old whatever is listed under in your contacts, and then it'll pop up another little circle, and that's somebody else, and you just touch those two, and it'll move that picture right to their phones.
And I would suggest having your 7-year-old daughter look at it, and she'll probably be able to fix it.
No, my 7-year-old sister.
Oh, your sister. Oh.
Because I called the day that my dad had the little girl.
Yeah, and they to you guys. I believe they're dropped to work, Jose, and they have to also be iPhones.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I called the day he had the baby, and I told you guys he was, 70, and they just had their daughter, and you guys were doing the big clap and stuff for him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was like, good for him.
Of course we were. No, Google AirDrop and how to use AirDrop. It is a fantastic feature.
Well, then maybe I need to take I need to go to the Apple Store, have them get rid of that for me, and then I can start using it.
I think you'll like it. I think you'll love it. It's just one of those things that when you discover it, rather than text somebody a picture, if they're in the room, just go here. Check, 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 check. These pictures, these are the ones hit, gone to their phone, all of them.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you guys so much.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. She was thrilled to death to talk to us. Did you see?
Yeah.
Hear their voice?
Yeah, she was.
One last call, and then we got to move on. That'll be Dave. Dave Silla. Say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Dave.
What's going on, Dave?
I've got a quick question. I'm not real familiar with tablets. I've only had it a short time. It's a LG Android tablet.
Yes.
And it comes with it's got eight gigabytes of total space, internal storage.
Yes.
And I put a card in with 60 gigabytes of additional storage.
How many?
Every time I get a notification that something needs to be updated.
Yes.
And I click on it to update and install, it always comes up says I don't have enough memory.
Because it's trying to store it to the internal.
Yeah. Is there a way to get it to go into the card? Because every time I get like an app or something, I'll go and tell it to go like to the disk.
Right.
But according to this, on a 60 gigabyte disk, I've still got 58.63 gigabytes available.
Yeah, but that's on the card.
Right.
Not the.
How do I get stuff to go to the card without trying to put it on the internal?
It's going to be in the settings for the tablet.
Okay.
And it's stored in a different place for each one. Go to the interweb and search that tablet model.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that you want to enable storage on the external card. And they'll have a list of where to find it and how to enable it.
Oh, great. So I would just go like to LG's website then?
LG's website, or you can go to Google. I'm sure there's a YouTube video of a 9-year-old doing it.
Thanks, Jose.
No problem.
All right, thank you. And sadly, we're out of time. But here's the good news. Mondays come around faster than ever. The older you get, the quicker they come around. And he'll be here next Monday. Jose, would you give them your email address, please?
My email address here at the station is tech.questions@ktrs.com.
All right. Thank you, Jose. Give it up, please, for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you. Brought to you by Window World. And you know who they are, the $189 window people and the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. That was Jose Hernandez. Coming up, Johnny Landoff. After traffic. And Dan, who do we have doing traffic today?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Frank. We have, in for Tim Weiland, we have Ed Smearing. Doing traffic today.
Smearing.
You called him Smearing.
I know, Ed Smearing. I was going to say Ed Smearing doing traffic today, but it all kind of ran together.
It really hurt his feelings. He's only been with us, years? And you messed his name up.
I'm sorry,
Ed Smearing. You messed two of three up so far today.
Wow.
Yeah. So Sorry, Ed. Give us some traffic.
Okay, I will. And we do have some traffic to talk about. Eastbound 7th Salisbury, left lane blocked with crash. Stop and go McFallon Park. Also stop and go 64 westbound Grand to Big Bend with a crash in the left lane there. Also heavy with an earlier accident, 55 southbound Poplar Street bridge to Park Avenue. Also we got delays on 64 eastbound Lindbergh to McKnight. No accident there, but just a lot of congestion. Traffic brought to you by Account Temps. When you need additional help closing your books, call Account Temps. They can provide you with bookkeepers and other accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis and fast. Call today Account Temps of Robert Half Company from the KTRS Traffic Center. I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Ed. And now, standing by and ready to go, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Happy first day of spring, Frank.
Is that today?
Yes, it is.
Hey.
What?
Charged! I said, I'm just...
Charged up?
Oh, I'm so excited. You know?
And why are you excited?
Well, I'm talking to you, first of all. Get to talk to Dan, and is he in there?
I am. Right here, John.
Get to talk to the three of you.
Plus 84 degrees this time of year makes most people feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Except that we have to crank the AC on.
That's all right. At least you'll know if it works or not when you're going to really need it in a couple of months.
It really works, and we're really busy, and it's just been a great day. And, doesn't it get you excited, spring?
Yeah.
Yeah, more than any other season.
What gets you the most excited in life?
I don't get excited.
Well, yeah, you do.
No, I don't. No, I don't. No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I really don't. There's not much I get excited about.
There aren't mornings you wake up, you get ready to go do something.
No.
But the morning you woke up to go on your trip with all of the great listeners, you were like, woo-hoo, I'm excited.
No.
Johnny?
No. That doesn't mean I didn't want to be with him or I don't like him. I don't get...
You get excited when you're going to see your grandson? You haven't seen him maybe in a few days?
I don't know that... Yeah, I guess you could say okay. I'm getting... But not excited like you're talking about. Woo! You know, I don't get...
I'm not going to go like, well, I'm too
crazy excited about anything. But yeah, I look forward to it. Let's put it that way.
All right.
I'm just weird.
You're not weird. Strange, but not weird, okay? There's a difference.
Is there?
There is. What is the difference, Jeff?
I'd like to know what
I'm
it is.
I'm not sure I know what the difference is.
I don't either.
If you're weird, you've got some real major issues.
Okay, that's me.
No,
he does have some issues.
You know, a guy blowing a duck call, on the 20th of March.
No, I think that says he does it so he can remind himself that someday he'll be in the wet and the cold again, waiting for ducks.
A dreary 10-degree day in November.
Yeah, we won't always have these kind of lousy 80-degree days. One of these days it's going to be wet and cold again.
Now, that is something that excites me. There's no doubt about it. If it's a nasty day, and it's almost impossible to concentrate if you're like, okay, well, I'm going to get to work at like 7:38. I'm going to try to cram 8 hours worth of work in 4 hours. Impossible. It doesn't happen. It will not happen. But then you try to do everything you can to get out to the duck club, and depending on who you're hunting with and where you're going to meet, and then where you're going to hunt, which blind, that like it's exhausting. But it's a lot of fun.
I think now that you've asked this, you made me start thinking about this, and I think that through my life, I have been pretty excited several times when I'm getting a new car. I've always gotten a thrill out of getting a new car.
That's like twice a year you get excited.
Yeah.
One year was eight times. With the worst of my disease, when I should have called Betty Ford and I was making a lot of money, I bought and traded 8 cars one year. And I don't mean like collectible guys trade, here's a 38 Ford. I just mean, hey, I've driven this car for a couple of months, I think I'll get another car. 8 in one year. Now that's sick.
I think you need to get back to doing that. I think that's
John doesn't think that's sick at all.
No. I knew he'd feel
You've
that way.
You got me thinking. Let's see. Frank, it's been well over a year since you bought it.
Yes, it has. It has been a little over a year. I know.
That's what is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm slipping. three or four new advertisers. Maybe I can, upgrade the Tahoe or the Trailblazer. That's the one that'll probably get upgraded. And boy, have I gotten my money's worth out of that car. The 04 Trailblazer that now only has 49,000 miles on it and looks perfect. Never been in an accident, not a door ding. That, if somebody said, what's the best value you ever in your life got on a vehicle, I would say it's the 04 Trailblazer that you guys found me, and I paid $13,500 for it. It was like brand new. And now it is now 13 years old by the book, and it'll kill me to get rid of it, but that will probably be what gets upgraded next.
How soon?
Oh boy!
I don't know. I don't know.
John has his calendar, his appointment calendar.
Mm-hmm. It, like anybody else, it depends.
By the way, I'm open tomorrow.
I know, but it like anybody else, like most people, it depends on other things falling into place. And once they do, then I could upgrade it. I have a couple of things, that pieces of property that I cannot seem to sell. I have some medical bills and issues I have to deal with. And when all that sort of clears away, then it'll be time. It'll be time.
So your wife, maybe if I call her and ask her, do you ever get excited? Would she have a different answer for me?
I don't think she would. I don't think she would. I think she'd say, no, he only gets excited when he knows he's headed for the casino and if he's going to look at a car. That's about it. I'm sorry, but that's it. And that's sad, too, because why would a person get excited when they know they're on the way to lose money? Because that's probably what's going to happen. But other gamblers listening will know exactly what I'm talking about. You walk in,
they're open because, the chance of, there's always a chance.
Other gamblers will get it. There is that chance that this is going to be the night. This is going to be the big night. And there's that chance.
No,
it's stupid. Then I'll say to anybody gambling, you're stupid. And I'm calling myself stupid. It's a stupid, stupid thing to do. But you know what?
Well, why don't you stop?
Oh, okay.
Unless you win.
Wow, why didn't I think of that?
If you go in and win, it's not stupid.
I don't want to stop. I just don't, because it is about my only. I do like to play some pickleball and tennis when I have somebody to play with. It's equally bad. I enjoy that. But I don't get that rush that I get gambling. When you gamble, you lose yourself in it. You do not know or think about anything else. You don't know what time it is. You don't care. It's just all about the cards.